Peace, brothers.
感谢主，又能让我们在这里一起来敬拜他。
We thank our Lord once again. We can worship Him here.
我们一起来到主的面前祷告。
Let us come before the Lord with prayer.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你的面前来呼求你的名。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to cry out to you.
求主你引导我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
We ask you to lead our worship from the beginning to the end.
求主你的圣灵在我们每个你的儿女心中动工。
We ask your spirit to move in everyone's heart.
让我们每个你的儿女真正的知道我们自己的需要。
So that your children will truly know their needs.
渴慕主你对我们讲话。
And we are longing for the Lord to speak to our heart.
主谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天的经文就是我们刚才读的《马可福音》第二章第二十三节到第二十八节。
We just read today's scripture that is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 23 to 28.
从前呢，有一位伟大的国王。
And in the old days, that there is a very great king.
他设计并建了一座非常壮观、宏大的一个城。
And he designed and built a very majestic kingdom.
那么在城的中心呢，他为他的百姓建了一个极为美丽的公园。
And in the center of the city, he built a beautiful garden.
那么这个公园里面呢，有山有水，有各样的花草树木。
And there's mountains, waters, and flowers and trees in the garden.
那么也有大片的碧绿的草坪。
And also there's green pastures in the garden.
那么还有幽静的步行小道，还有长椅供人们来漫步和休息。
And there's the little walking paths and the chairs, bench for people to take a break.
那么其中还有一个宽阔的会场来供人们聚集听国王的教导。
And also there's a very spacious ground that square that for people to gather in to listen to the king.
那么这个公园呢，它是每周七日它开放，第七日开放。
This park opens on the seventh day.
那么国王和他的百姓呢，就都来到这里聚集。
And every week, the king and his people come here gathering.
那么国王总是呢花一些时间呢和他的百姓会面，并且教导他们许多要重要的事，让他们来谨守忠行。
And the king always spend some time to meet with his people and teach them important things so they can obey.
那么然后呢，他就让百姓呢在这里漫步静坐，你们欣赏这里的美好的景色。
Then he led his people to walk along the garden and take a break and enjoy the beautiful scene.
那么百姓呢都很珍惜这美好的时间。
And the people very cherish this precious time.
那么他们能够停止平日的工作，能够和国王同在。
And they will stop the work on that day and want to be with the king.
轻松自在的在这里能够度过美好的一天。
So they can have some rest and have a very joyful day spent with the king.
那有一天呢，国王呢要到一个很远的地方去。
And one day, the king visit a very far place.
那他就把这个公园呢交给一些员工来让他们来管理。
And he gave this garden for people to take care.
那么他想让他们呢按时开放，来精心的料理，等候他再回来。
So the one who is in charge still opens the park weekly and wants people to come and wait for the king.
这些员工呢，他们也知道他们的国王好爱这个公园。那么这些公园呢，但是这些员工呢，他担心国王不在，那百姓恐怕毁坏公园中的一些设施。
And those servants, they know that the king loves this garden, and they are worried that while the king is not here, maybe the people will damage the garden.
那么呢，除了百姓聚集的会场呢，他们把这些员工呢，就把各 各个景点设施，还有漫步的这些小道，他们都用这些围栏呢给围了起来。
And other than the square that people meet together, so they close up the garden paths and all the good things in case people damage it.
所以呢，所有这些供本来借这个供呀，本来让人享来享用的这些地方，这些呢员工呢都把他们周围围了栏杆，不让人过来享用。
So those good, the things that used to be let people to come and enjoy, but the servants, they fenced them in so people cannot come.
那么他们只让这些人们来观望，不准人们来进入漫步欣赏和在这些长椅上来休息。
And they only let the people look the scene, but not to come in and sit in there or walk in there and enjoy.
那么呢，百姓呢，每次来到公园呢，不但得不到轻松的休息，反而呢，更加的劳累。
People they come to this garden, they couldn't have any rest. On the other hand, they feel really tired.
那么有一天呢，国王就差遣他的儿子回来，想知道这个公园现在情形怎么样。
So one day the king sent his son to come back, wants to find out how is the garden looks like.
那当国王的儿子来到公园，他看见公园已经跟原来的样子完全不一样了。
When the son come to the garden, he looked at it, it's totally different from the way that when his father was here.
当初所借的那些所有的设施，那些漫步的小道、休息的长椅等等，这些景点都周围围了栏杆。
And all the good sceneries they all fenced in and no longer people accessible.
所以他就对这些料理的员工说。
So he told the servants.
我们借这处公园的目的就是来纪念我的父亲。
The reason we build up this garden is for my father.
好让人民呢来享受使用，你们就把他们围了起来。
We want people to use this garden, but you all fence them in.
于是呢，国王的儿子呢就把所有这些栏杆呢挪去，恢复了公园原来的样子。
So the son of the king that he removed all the fences and restored the garden to its original state.
那么百姓呢又可以在这里聚集，听王子的教导，也能够在这里漫步休息放松。
So once again, the people can come in and enjoy the garden and listen to the teaching and enjoy the good scene.
那么其实这个公园的比喻呢，其实就是像耶稣时代的安息日。
This garden, the imagery of this garden, it's just like the Sabbath during the Jesus' time.
那么法利赛人呢，就像那里料理公园的那些员工。
And those Pharisees, they are just like the servant who's in charge of the garden.
那么他们呢，是在神所设立的安息日的律法之外，加添了他们自己发明的许许多多的规条。
So they added some Sabbath laws and trying to restrain people from enjoying the Sabbath.
那么就像员工在公园里面加了好多的围栏。
Just like those servants in charge of the garden, they put many fences around the garden.
那表面上呢，他们是为了敬重国王，那么是为了更严格的来守安息日。
From the obvious that seems they trying to respect the king and to save the king's garden, but actually they are not doing the right way.
所以呢，他们表面上是为了严格的守安息日，却失去了神设立安息日的真正的目的。
From the obvious, it seems they are trying to observe the Sabbath day in a serious way, but actually they are not obeying the Sabbath law from God.
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们会明白这样一个主题。
So from today's sermon, we can learn this proposition.
那么主耶稣呢，他是揭露了法利赛人在安息日外所加的规条。恢复了安息日的本来面目。
So Jesus exposed the Pharisees' actual regulations and rules added to the Sabbath law and restored the true meanings of the Sabbath.
让我们分为三点来思考这个问题。
So we will divide into three points to analyze this.
那么第一点就是法利赛人指控主耶稣的门徒犯了安息日。
So the first point is the Pharisees that they accused Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath.
那么这就是二十三到二十四节。
It's from the verse 23 to 24.
那么第二点就是主耶稣驳斥法利赛人的指控。
And the second is Jesus refuted the Pharisees' accusation.
这是二十五到二十七节。
That's from verse 25 to 26.
那么最后呢，主耶稣给我们一个结论，就是说主耶稣他自己就是安息日的主。
And the last point is that Jesus gave us the conclusion that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
那么就最后一节。
It's verse 28, the last.
让我们现在看第一节，法利赛人指控主耶稣的门徒犯了安息日。
First, let us take a look at how Pharisees accused the Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath.
我们先看二十三到二十四节。
Verse 23 to 24.
耶稣当安息日从麦地经过，他门徒行路的时候掐了麦穗，法利赛人对耶稣说，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain field, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?
那么其实这里呢，是在描述一个事件的经过。
Actually, here is describing this matter.
那么主耶稣和他的门徒呢，在安息日一起在行路。
And on the Sabbath day, Jesus and his disciples are on their journey.
那么在经过一片麦地时呢，他的门徒就切了麦穗。
And they were going through a grain field. His disciples picked up some of the grains.
啊，他们这些行为呢，就被法利赛人发现。
And the Pharisees found out what they did.
所以他们就控告主耶稣基督的门徒犯了有关安息日的律法。
So they accused Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath law.
因为呢，法利赛人说主耶稣的门徒在安息日说了不可做的事情。
Because the Pharisees saying that Jesus' disciples did things that they shouldn't do on the Sabbath day.
所以这里我们看到法利赛人呢，他们是很熟悉旧约上的律法。
Here we know that the Pharisees are very familiar with the Old Testament's law.
所以呢，他们并不是指控门徒掐麦穗本身违反了律法。
They are not accusing the disciples of picking up the grain, the head of the grains.
因为他们知道掐麦穗在平时呢是不是是为律法允许的。
Because they know that they pick some grains from the head of the grain that is not it's allowed.
那么我们看一下《生命记》二十三至二十五节。
Let us take a look of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23.
所以《生命记》二十三至二十五节，你进了邻舍站着的禾稼，可以用手摘穗子，只是不可用镰刀割取禾稼。
If you enter your neighbor's grain field, you may pick kernels with your hand, but you must not put a sickle to his standing grain.
其实呢，神的律法呢，处处都体现了神他自己的怜悯和他的公义。
Actually, God's law always reveals God's mercy and His grace.
那么这节经文就告诉我们。
And this verse teaches us.
人在饥饿之时是可以摘取麦穗当食物的，这是为了应急。
When people are desperate in hunger, they can pick up grains to ease their hunger.
那么但是人呢，不可以用镰刀割取别人家的庄稼，这就是偷窃或者是抢夺了。
But you cannot use the sickle to cut the grains of your neighbors. These are called stealing.
也就是说，法利赛人认为在平日饥饿时摘取麦穗当食物是律法允许的。
So Pharisees know that in ordinary time that if you pick up some grains that it's allowed by the law.
但是在安息日做这样的事就是 违法律法了。
But if you do it on a Sabbath day, it's violating the law.
这是因为他们只知道律法的字面的字句的表面意思。
This is because they only know the meanings, the out meanings of the words.
却不明白它内在的含义。
But they do not understand the true meaning of the law.
所以法律上呢，他们认为只要是按律法的字面意思去行，就可以称义了。
The Pharisees think that if they just follow the law on the very obvious outside the meaning, then they can be justified.
比方说，法利赛人理解不可杀人、不可接音，就是字面的意思。
For example, the Pharisees the way the Pharisees understand you shall not murder and you shall not commit adultery only from the outward meaning.
而主耶稣呢，在告诉他们咒骂人的时候，主耶稣告诉他们咒骂人在神眼里跟杀人是有一样的结局。
But Jesus taught them that if you curse people, that is equivalent to murder.
那么心中呢起淫念和行淫是同等的罪。
And also, if you commit adultery in your mind, it's same as you physically commit the adultery.
而法利赛人呢，就拿安息日律法中无论何工都不可做作为依据。
And here, the Pharisees they use the law that you thou shall not work on the Sabbath as their base.
那么来指控主耶稣基督的门徒呢，在安息日切麦穗是违反了安息日的律法。
They use this law to accuse the Jesus and his disciples. They pick up the grains on the Sabbath is violating the law.
因为他们认为切麦穗是在做工，而在安息日是禁止做工的。
Because they believe that picking up the grains on the Sabbath day is working, and you cannot work on the Sabbath day.
那么有关安息日的律法呢，并没有具体说安息日不可做什么。
And the Sabbath law does not all the specific things that you shall not do or do.
它只是给了一些基本的原则。
There's only some basic principles in there.
但是法利赛人呢，为了避免违反安息日。
But for the Pharisees, in order to avoid to violating the Sabbath day,
他们制定了许多他们自己发明的规条。
And they have added and invented some human regulations to guard the day.
目的就是为了避免让人们在安息日犯律法。
And the purpose is to help people to not violating the Sabbath law.
那么他们把这各样的安息日不能做的事呢，分为39个大类和旗下更详细的这些具体的条款。
And they divided these regulations into 39 big categories, and under those categories, there's a lot more details in it.
我们现在举几个例子。
And now we can have some example.
那比方说，出埃及记34:21，这是律法告诉我们的，说你六日要做工，第七日要休息，虽在耕种收割的时候也要安息。
For example, in the Book of Exodus, that we should remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day that is a Sabbath for the Lord.
那么这条律法是禁止在安息日做任何耕种和收割的工作。
And this law is telling people to prevent people from doing their regular work.Like daily basis work.
那么法利赛人呢，就在这条律法之外，他们加上了他们自己的规定。
But the Pharisees on top of this law, they add some more human regulations here.
他们说禁止掐麦穗和用手搓麦穗。
And they added that you cannot pick grains and you cannot take the skins out of the grain.
因为他们把这个掐麦穗跟用手搓麦穗呢归入到这个收割这个类别。
Because they think these two actions belong to the work of harvesting.
那么为了禁止人们在安息日做工，他们还规定。
And in order to prevent people from work, they also add some other extra things.
安息日，他们走的路程不能超过1999步。
And on the Sabbath day, if you walk, you cannot walk more than 1,999 steps.
Yeah. 那么大约这个1999步呢，大约就是1000米。
And that's about 1,000 meters.
那么如果一个人多走一步，那就是犯了安息日。
If one walked one more step, that you're violating the Sabbath.
而法利赛呢，对待这些规条呢，几乎跟对待律法是一样的。
And the Pharisees treat these added regulations as same as the Sabbath law itself.
所以这就像我们比喻中的约柜一样。
This is just like the imagery I gave in the beginning for those servants.
那么国王呢，让他的员工呢，好好料理他的公园。
The king asked the servants in charge of the garden to take care the garden.
而这些员工却把这个公园的各种的设施、景点、活动和休息的场所加上了围栏，给围了起来。
But the servants added the fences around the garden to prevent people from accessing the paths and the waters and the bench and all the sceneries.
那么他们表面上就是说为了保护公园，讨国王的喜悦。
From the outward, it seems they are trying to please the king and obey the king.
他们就失去了国王当初建立这个公园的真正的目的。
But they actually lost the true meaning that the king built this garden, the first place that why he built this garden.
所以呢，在这里我们知道，门徒掐麦穗并非是违反了神的律法。
So here we know that the disciples that they pick up the heads of the grain is not violating the Sabbath.
他们只是违反了法利赛人自己发明的一些规条。
They only violate the human regulations that are made by the Pharisees.
那么针对法利赛人的这些指控，我们看主耶稣是如何来回应的。
So let us take a look at what is Jesus' reaction to those Pharisees' accusation.
我们看第25-27节。
Let us take a look verse 25-27.
我们先看25-26节。
First the 25-26.
耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。”
And he answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companion were hungry and in need?" In the days of the Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions.
那么主耶稣其实深深地知道法利赛人是对圣经的持守。
Jesus truly knows that how Pharisees they trying to obey the law.
所以呢，他首先呢就把他们的注意力引到了圣经的旧约之中。
So first he draw their attention to the words of God.
那么就像一名智慧的律师为他的当事人辩护。
Just like the very wise attorney that trying to defend for his client.
那么他首先举一些类似的典型案例来证明被告的清白。
And he will give some good examples to testify the innocence of his client.
那么在当下的情形下，被告就是主耶稣的门徒。
And under these circumstances, these people that was accused of are disciples of Jesus.
所以呢，主耶稣首先问法利赛人，也就是这些原告。
And first, Jesus is asking these who are accusing the disciples.
他知道他们尊重圣经，熟悉圣经，所以首先问他们：你们读过圣经吗？
Jesus knows that they are familiar with the Bible, and so he first asked, "Have you ever read these verses?"
那么法利赛人呢，很可能认为这是对他们的侮辱。
But the Pharisees might think that Jesus is humiliating them.
那么因为呢，人们普遍认为呢，法利赛人呢，他们是研究圣经的专家和最相信和最尊重圣经的人。
Because people often think that the Pharisees they are the expert of the Old Testament and they respect and very uphold the word of God.
然后主耶稣就告诉他们说，既然你们研读、相信和尊重圣经。
But Jesus answered them, if you truly study the Bible and respect and obey the Bible.
那么一些圣经中记载的这些重大的事件，你们还该记得吧
？Then the some of the events that recorded in the Bible you should remember.
所以呢，主耶稣就把大卫躲避扫罗的追杀，那么与跟从他的人逃到圣殿的事给他们讲。
So Jesus is telling them the stories about how David was chased by King Saul, and he was trying to escape from the persecution.
那么这件事呢，是发生在记录在撒母耳记上21:1-6.
And this matter is recorded in the book of 1 Samuel.
21:1-6.
Chapter 21, verse 1-6.
那么当时呢，我们知道大卫最好的朋友以色列王的儿子扫罗，以色列王扫罗的儿子约拿丹。
We know that at that time that the King Saul's son, Jonathan.
那么他知道他的父亲要执意要杀大卫。
He knows that his father made up his mind.Want to kill David.
所以他就把这件事这个消息呢秘密的去告诉大卫。
So he secretly told David about his father's plan.
于是呢，大卫就和跟随他的人呢开始逃跑。
So David and his companion, the followers, that trying to escape.
想躲避扫罗的追杀。
Trying to escape from King Saul's persecution.
那么因为他们走的时间仓促，也没有带食物，他们也没有带兵器。
Because they left in hurry, they have no weapons and they have no food.
所以呢，在跑了一段路程的时候呢，他们就很饥饿了。
So after they ran for a certain distance, then they felt hungry.
他们身上有没有食物
？They do not have food.
那么这时呢，大卫就想到会幕里有祭司。
So David think about that there's a priest in the temple.
那么或许。他们说去那里可以找一些吃的。
Maybe they can find some food in the temple.
于是呢，大卫就和跟随的人呢、啊，去到那个会幕那里。
So David and his followers they went to the temple.
那么就请求祭司呢，给他们一些东西吃。
So they asked the priest to give them some food.
而祭司呢，当时呢，除了这些换下来的这些旧的陈设饼，没有别的食物。
Other than the bread that is taken out, the old bread taken out from the display table in the temple, they have no other food.
于是呢，祭司就把这些陈设饼给了大卫。
So the priest that gave those bread to King David, to David and his followers.
那么大卫呢，自己吃了，也给了他那些跟随他的人一起吃了。
So David ate that bread and his followers. He gave some to his followers. They ate too.
那么主耶稣基督最后这句话，其实似乎在问。
So the last sentence Jesus is actually asking.
说根据你们对律法的理解，那么大卫和跟从他的人是否犯了律法呢
？So he asked, according to what your understanding of the law.Is David and his followers violating the Sabbath law?
那么经文中虽然没有记录法利赛人的回应
，Even though there's no recordings how the Pharisees reacted to Jesus' question,
我们可以合理的来猜测，那么他们一定是没有话回答。
We can reasonably guess that they have no words to respond.
那么主耶稣在这里选择这件事来质问这些法利赛人。
And Jesus used this matter to refute the Pharisees.
是因为有两，有是因为这两件事呢，里面有好多地方有相类似之处。
Because there's several similar point that in those two matters.
首先呢，大卫和跟从他的人，那对比耶稣和他的门徒。
So first is David and his followers compared to Jesus and his disciples.
那么其次呢，根据撒母耳记二十一章上二十一章一到六节。
And other others are according to the First Samuel chapter 21 verse 1-6.
那么大卫和跟随他的人吃橙色饼的那天，也很可能是安息日。
And we can guess that David and his followers eat the bread on the table. That's probably on the Sabbath day too.
那么第三，两件事都涉及了神的受膏者。
And these two matters all has the anointed God anointed people in there.
而且呢，他们都是在做神的事工的路途中。
And they are all on the way that doing some ministry work.
都是因为非常饥饿，而是想吃点东西来添加力量。
And it's all because they are very hungry and they want to eat some food to gain strength.
然后再继续行路来完成神的事工。
So they can continue their trip and accomplish what God has told them.
那么主耶稣用这样的类比呢，来回应法利赛人的指控。
And Jesus is using this comparison to respond to the accusations of the Pharisees.
那他的言下旨意就是。
And the meaning of Jesus is this.
那么如果地上的受膏者大卫能够在饥饿的时候可以做违反礼仪律的事。
So if the anointed one, King David on the earth, he can do something on the Sabbath day, seems violating the regulations.
那么从天上来的真神弥赛亚受膏者，那么他也是大卫的主，那么他和他的门徒呢，更可以不受人在律法以外所加的规条的限制的。
So what about Jesus, the anointed one from the heaven, and he and his followers, so can they do something that looks to people that seems violating the human regulations, but he is the Lord of all?
我们再看二七节。
So let us take a look at verse 27.
又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
Then he also said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath."
那么主耶稣在这里其实并不是说在轻看律法。
Jesus here is not looking down on the laws.
他是在贬低律法之外人为所设立的那些规条。
He's rebuking those human regulations made added other than to the actually God's law.
那么神设立安息日的本意是要把人从六日的工作中释放出来。
The meaning God established the Sabbath day is trying to release people from the labor on the daily labor.
是让人得自由，全心的来敬拜他。
So people can have freedom and separate that day and worship Him.
享受在他里面的喜乐。
So they can enjoy the rest and joy. In him.
所以我们一起看一下神在出埃及记中所颁布律法的时候是怎么讲安息日的。
So let us take a look when the people of Israelites they come out of Egypt when God gave them Sabbath law, how God described what is the Sabbath.
我们一起看出埃及记第二十章第八节到第十一节。
It's Exodus chapter 20, verse 8-11.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是要耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为这六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中万物， 第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant nor maidservant, nor your animals, nor the aliens within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day.Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh Sabbath day and made it holy.
那么其实从这里我们可以看到，安息日是为了人的好处设立的。
From the scripture we just read that God made the Sabbath is for the man's benefit.
那么它并不是限制人或者给人设各样的障碍。
He's not trying to limit us or trying to put some fence to restrict us.
那么法利赛人呢，在安息日立法之外所加这些规条，即就像锁链一样呢，又捆在了人的身上。
But the Pharisees, they add extra human rules in there, just like they put chains around people.
是他们得不到。是他们被捆锁，得不到神给他们的自由和喜乐。
So they are chained by those regulations. They couldn't have the freedom from God.
很多安息日的这些规条和禁规呢，是让人真的是惊讶。
And many Sabbath regulations is very shocking.
那么再举两个例子。
I'll give a couple more examples.
那么法利赛人呢规定，他们说在安息日要解开一个疙瘩也是罪。
So the Pharisees they made this rule that if you open a knot on the Sabbath day, it's also violating it.
那么他们说，如果你在安息日的时候，如果有人把鞋带系上，那么你只能在安息日结束后才能解开。
So if you tie your shoe with a knot on the Sabbath day, then you have to untie it after the Sabbath day.
那么如果一个人的外衣，那么在安息日如果被撕破了
，If your clothes is torn on the Sabbath day,
那么他只能缝一针，他缝俩针就算安息日。
You can only sew once.If you make two sewing twice, then it's violating the law.
所以你他们安息日之后才可以回去缝好。
So you can only finish the sewing after the Sabbath day.
所以呢，主耶稣在这里是这里说安息日是为人设立的。
And Jesus here teaches us that the Sabbath is made for man.
那么他的意思是说，安息日是神给他所造之人的一份礼物。
And the meaning is Sabbath day is a gift from God to His people.
它是为了让人享用的。
It's for people to enjoy it.
把人从六日的忙碌中释放出来。
And release our labor from the 6 days.
使他们不至于过于的劳累。
So that we will not overworking and overtired.
而法利赛人呢，为安息日外加的规条呢，就像把一个礼物封闭在一个透明的盒子里。
The way that the Pharisees add more regulations, just like they put this gift from God in the box.
那么让人只能看不能摸。
Only for people to look, but they cannot truly benefit from it.
那礼物的一切功用，他没有发挥不出来。
And the functions from this gift they cannot enjoy.
而也又像我们开始比喻中的员工，能把工业中所有的设施用围栏围起来。
It's just like the imagery we had in the beginning of the sermon, the fence was around the garden for people to enjoy.
那么使公园的功用也失去。
And the garden lost its functionality.
好，我们下面看最后一点总结，就是耶稣基督宣告他是安息日的主。
And the last, Jesus concluded that he is the Lord over the Sabbath.
二十八节是这样说，说。所以人子也是安息日的主。
So the verse 28 says, "The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."
我们前面已经提到过，说主耶稣呢在描述他自己的身份时。
In the beginning, we already learned that when Jesus was describing his own status.
那么说 他呢常用人子这个词来做一个自我的描述。
He often described himself as the son of man.
那么其实他是在公开宣布他就是那位造物之主。
He's openly claimed that he is the creator.
那么其实在旧约时代人们只知道神是安息日的主。
And in the Old Testament that people only understand that God is the Lord over the Sabbath.
因为神是设立了安息日并颁布了有关安息日的律法让人遵行。
Because God ordained the Sabbath day and he gave the rules, laws of the Sabbath.
具体是哪位神旧约里面的那么因为当时也没有完全的启示出来。
But the Old Testament didn't give a clear God or Jesus who made this law.
所以犹太人呢他们只是模糊的来认识。
So the Israelites, they have some vague ideas of this, who made this law.
所以当神的儿子呢成为人的样式来到世上的时候呢世人就却不接受他。
So when the Son of God, he came to this world, but the world rejected him.
那么就像约翰福音一章三到五节中提到的。
It's just like described in the book of John, chapter 1.
那么他说万物是借着他造的凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的生命在他里头这生命就是人的光光照在黑暗里黑暗却不接受光
Verse 3 Through him all things were made Without him nothing was made that has been made In him was life And that life was the light of man the light shines in the darkness But the darkness has not understood it
那么箴言第八节第八章二十二到二十三节也这样讲到。
Proverbs also said this.
在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先就有了我。从亘古，从太初，未有世界以前，我已被立。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22 The Lord brought me forth as the first of His works before His deeds of old. I was appointed.From eternity, from the beginning, before the world began.
那么这些经文告诉我们，耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。
Those scriptures teaches us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那么他也是造物主。
And he is also the creator.
那么他创造了一切，他也掌管一切。
And he has made everything, and he also has authorities over everything.
他不但是天地，他不但是天地海和其中万物的主。
Not only he is the Lord of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the mountains.
因他也是时间的主。
And he is also the Lord of the time.
因为他也是时间，也是神创造的。
Because God also created the time.
他必然也是安息日的主。
So he also is the Lord of the Sabbath.
因为安息日也是时间中的一部分。
Because Sabbath is also belong to the time category.
所以耶稣基督他自己说，他不但有赦罪的权柄。
So not only Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
他也有权柄废除所有人为加在安息日上的规条。
He also has the authority to abolish the regulations that people added to.
把安息日能够恢复到他原来的面目。
So he also has the authority to restore the Sabbath to its original meaning.
就像国王的儿子把公园恢复到原样一样。
Just like the story that the son of the king can restore the garden to its original state.
所以呢，我们通过前面的一起的分享，我们知道神设立安息日的本来目的是要赐福给人。
So from the sermon, we know that the meaning, the reason that Jesus ordained the Sabbath day is for his people.
那让人守这日为圣日。
He wants people to keep this day as holy.
那么为了得到神所赐的这些福气。
In order to have the blessings Jesus, the God gives us on this day.
那我们作为神的儿女，当以怎样的态度和方式来度过每一个神赐的安息日呢？
As God's children, what should we treat this day, to live this day?
那么在 说到这个这个经文的时候，我再带一句，就说那我们基督徒的安息日就是我们现在的主日。
And that Christians, we should understand now that our Sabbath day is the Lord's day, is the Sunday.
那么我们为了看一下，我们到底用以什么态度和方式来度过神赐给我们这么美好的安息日
？So what kind of attitude and things we should do and how we should live on this day?
我们一起看一下以赛亚书58:13-14。
Let us go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58:13-14.
那么这里告诉我们说，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日被以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且敬重这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你承驾他的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。
If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's day and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
那么实际这里也告诉我们，就是神呢，他不是在安息日来寻找那些冷漠的礼仪。
And he teaches us that God is not looking, trying to find some indifferent things that people do on this day.
他是在寻求人们全心敬拜他的心。
He's looking for his people to worship him, the heart of worshiping him on this day.
那么神呢？他是在安息日停止了他创造之功。
On the Sabbath day, God stopped all his creation work.
所以因此呢，我们在安息日，我们也当停止我们的日常工作和我们的一些业余的娱乐。
So we should also stop our daily based work and also separate this day for the Lord.
使得我们带着喜乐的心。
So that we can come with a joyful heart.
来到神的殿中来祝美主耶稣基督他的荣美。
And we can come to God's temple that to fix our eyes on the glory of God.
来让我们的思想被更新。
So that our mind will be renewed.
也带着感激的心来感谢他所成就的大功和我们所预备的永远的安息。
With a thankful heart that we can give thanks to the Lord for he has accomplished and everything he has created.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers, sisters.
那么在旧约的时候，那么这些法利赛人或者犹太人，那么他们真的是还没有主耶稣基督拆下圣灵。
And in the Old Testament, Testament areas, that the Pharisees and all the people that they do not have the Holy Spirit.
那么我们现在，我们真的有耶稣基督已经为我们拆下圣灵住在我们的里面。
But now our New Testament, the Christians that we already have the Holy Spirit sanctified by our Lord.
我们也没有那么多人为的规条来束缚我们。
And we do not have our extra human regulations on this day to restrict us.
我们真的是又生活在这样美好的环境中。
We truly live in this very beautiful environment.
而神呢，又赐给我们这样一个他所定的日子，让我们来敬拜他。
And God also gave us this day that He has ordained so we can worship Him.
我们真该多想一些，我们到底怎么样来度过这个安息日。
We should think about this carefully that how we should live this day.
让安息日中的祝福能够充充满满的，真的在加在我们每个人的身上。
So that the blessings of the Sabbath day will pour on us on this day.
来，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
主，你赐给我们主你的话语。
Lord, you gave us your words.
主，你赐给我们各样美好的时间。
You gave us the wonderful time.
主，你也赐给我们美好的环境。
You also gave us this beautiful environment.
让我们没有任何逼迫，没有任何的限制来敬拜你。
We do not have any restrictions or any persecutions prevent us from coming to worship you.
主，就求主你怜悯我们每一个你的儿女。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on every one of yours.
让主你赐给我们的安息日真正的发挥功用。
So that the day, the Sabbath day you give us truly can have this benefit.
让我们在经过六日的劳累之后，能够真正的在这个安息的日子得到充分的安息。
So after 6 days of our work, that we truly can come to you and rest.
让我们真正知道主你与我们同在。
And we truly understand that Lord, you are with us.
让我们真的知道我们离开你，我们做什么真的都是徒然的。
Help us to understand, apart from you, anything we do in vain.
主啊，就帮助我们认真的思考主你赐给我们安息日的美好的意义。
Help us to ponder on the meanings of this Lord's Day you gave to us.
让我们真的是在这个安息日中得到那充充满满的祝福。
So that we can have all the blessings you.Granted to us on this day.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.